Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
January 7th, 2025, the Palisade fire starts at 10:30 a.m., then the Eaton fire at 6:18 p.m., followed by Welcome over to another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I'm your host, Matt Tardio, and today's episode is being sponsored by Robinhood. Fires are burning across Los Angeles, as a matter of fact, surrounding the city, and it's causing a lot of people to wonder after the events from January 1st, whether or not these were intentionally set and or acts of terrorism. To complicate the matters further, it looks like on January 5th, authorities were investigating whether or not fires were intentionally set inside of Los Angeles.
Arson fires have San Pedro residents on edge. Those fires apparently intentionally set at the White Point Nature Preserve. Fox 11's Matthew Seedorf has the latest.
As part of an arson attack.
A series of fires sparking concerns of a serial arsonist in San Pedro.
Any idea who would do this?
We really have no idea.
The White Point Nature Preserve is an almost hidden 100-acre coastal oasis in L.A. County full of trails.
There's been a lot of care and love put into this place by the community.
In the last month, they've had at least 8 suspicious fires, including here where 3 porta potties burned.
Okay, so there is relatively small fires that have been lit over inside of Los Angeles, but nothing on this scale that I can tell. Now, there is videos that are circulating the internet, such as this one, that show people intentionally setting fires inside of Los Angeles after the fires had already started.
We're at 302 Pico, and people are lighting fires now. You can see they lit a fire. These guys, not all the people there, but some of those guys lit that fire, and they're actually, the trees caught fire, and then the palms are catching fire. So civilians are now lighting fires down in the so-called, you know, flats around Santa Monica, Venice. So be safe out there. Fire department's been dispatched. We don't have enough water to put this thing out, but we're supposedly on the way.
Now, I have seen multiple videos like that circulating the internet, but regardless of if these are actually intentionally started fires, California has other big problems that we're going to be getting to here in a little bit. Problems like water shortages and shortages of first responders. Mayor Karen Bass has actually caught a lot of flack for being over inside Ghana when these fires started. Check this video out.
Do you owe citizens an apology for being absent while their homes were burning? Do you regret cutting the fire department budget by millions of dollars, Madam Mayor? Have you nothing to say today? Have you absolutely nothing to say to the citizens today? Elon Musk says that you're utterly incompetent. Are you considering your position? Madam Mayor, have you absolutely nothing to say to the citizens today who are dealing with this disaster?
Just to let you know, that video goes on for another minute with the reporter asking probing questions to her, and she just doesn't say anything. I'm just going to spare you the time. Now, why would people be calling her incompetent? Because she cut the fire department's budget by $17.6 million in fiscal year 24, going on to 25. Now, while she cut the budget for the fire department, she also increased the budget to the police department by $138 million. Now, what's even worse is this article here from the New York Post, which states that $1.3 billion was slated to go to the homeless in California, but oddly enough, only half of that money was actually used. Now, last night at the Eaton fire alone, it was reported that 972 structures have been destroyed, 84 structures have been damaged, and 4 firefighters had been injured. They still haven't determined the cause of the blaze. People have been ordered to evacuate, and it quite literally looked like gridlock across LA of people trying to get the heck out following all of the evacuation orders. Videos like this one are circulating the internet saying that the Eaton fire is nearing the chlorine gas facility in Los Angeles, which is going to create an even larger disaster than they already have on their hands. And when I say large disaster, I mean, a massive disaster. This next video is coming out of Malibu, and it looks like it was actually taken by a firefighter. And the reason I say that is because of the helmet that's sitting up here at the like front of the video. To me, it kind of reminds me of like a firefighter helmet.
Oh my God.
We're out of the way. And until we get water tenders or the water system restored, we're doing the best we can.
Oh, more.
Oh my God, look at all these fucking
animals. From operations, copy that with that.
Oh my God.
Death strike came reporting there. Darnell.
Holy fuck.
I'll take the strike team to assist with the area because we still have the community that
all these people believe.
More damage can be seen in videos like these, which show the before and after of the fires in various areas. This one right here is showing Altadena, California, and then it's going to slowly start rotating through. But you can see where a lot of these buildings have been set on fire, where entire neighborhoods have just been destroyed. I saw a video last night, and I can't even play it on this channel because the Weather Channel, I forget who it was, but they ended up actually airing, like on mainstream media, a freaking burnt corpse. This body was burnt so badly that it actually showed the skeleton of the individual that was caught up in the fire. Blew my mind. Now, while the mayor was out of town, Joe Biden made an appearance. Check this out. He just shows up shaking hands and doing Joe Biden things. Now, the people of LA have every single reason to be worried, and here is why. This is the person that has returned from Ghana that is now running the city.
Build stronger than ever. Right now, if you need help, emergency information, resources, and shelter is available. All of this can be found at URL. Los Angeles, together is how we will get through this.
That just happened. She just stated it. All of this can be found at URL. Who am I to throw punches, though? Last night, I started my live session and had literally 1 minute of muted airspace where I muted myself before realizing it. All right, so where's the truth? People are claiming that because of environmental regulations and the EPA and several other reasons that there is just running out of water inside California. It doesn't seem to be the truth. I'm going to go ahead and quote a buddy of mine. He goes by Intel Schizo over on Twitter, but he always provides really accurate and up-to-date information. And he provided these facts to me this morning. Double-checked them. Turns out they are true. The city water tanks were 100% stocked up pre-fire. They were at good levels. They had a 15-hour surge at four times the normal demand, which ended up reducing water pressure. That caused those tanks to get dang near to the bottom, and residents that still have water, who haven't been ordered to evacuate, are being encouraged to purify their water, boil the water, etc., because it's now down at like the bottom. They're worried about soot. That's what the local authorities are worried about coming out. Now, with that being said, hydrants, this is what he ended up like sending me and quoting verbatim. Hydrants in the Palisades rely on three large water tanks with about 1 million gallons each. The first ran dry at 4:45 p.m. on Tuesday, the second at 8:30 p.m., and the third was dry at 3 a.m. on Wednesday. Those tanks help with the pressure on the fire hydrants in the hills in the Palisades. And because we were pushing so much water in our truck line and so much water was being used, we were not able to fill the tanks fast enough. So consumption of the water was faster than we can provide water in a trunk line. Demand for the water at lower elevations was hampered. The ability to refill the tanks located at the higher elevations because of the ongoing fire. DWP crews also faced difficulty accessing its pump stations, which are used to move water up to the tanks. Put it bluntly, there's a massive demand for water over inside of Los Angeles right now, and those tanks are not capable of refilling at the speed that they are being drained. With Robinhood Gold, you can now enjoy the VIP treatment, receiving a 3% IRA match on retirement contributions. The privileges of the very privileged are no longer exclusive. With Robinhood Gold, your annual IRA contributions are boosted by 3%. Plus, you also get 4% APY on your cash in non-retirement accounts. That's over 8x the national savings average. The perks of the high net worth are now available for any net worth. The new gold standard is here with Robinhood Gold. To receive your 3% boost on annual IRA contributions, sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Investment involves risk. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold at $5 a month for 1 year from first match. Must keep funds in IRA for 5 years. Go to Robinhood.com/boost. Over 8x the national average savings account interest rate claim is based on data from the FDIC as of November 18, 2024. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC. While this video of Malibu is playing, I'm going to give you some facts about how the fires actually started and whether or not they all occurred at one time, like everybody is stating on the internet. And here's how it goes down. January 7th, 2025, the Palisade fire starts at 10:30 a.m., then the Eaton fire at 6:18 p.m., followed by the Burt fire at 9:06 p.m., then the Hearst fire at 10:10 p.m. Jumping up to January 8th, the Tyler fire starts at 3:03 a.m., then the Woodley fire at 6:15, then the Lida fire at 10:44 a.m., followed by the Olivia's fire at 10:44 a.m. I think I got those times mixed up. You'll have to excuse me. The Gulch fire ends up starting at 3:44 p.m., then the King fire at 5:28 p.m., then the Sunset fire at 5:39 p.m., and the Sunswept fire starting at 8:52 p.m. on January 8th. What all does that mean? Well, that means that these fires weren't started simultaneously, and the first big fire to come out was the Palisade fire. And the crazy part about it is this fire, and I want you to look at this map where it's at. On the day this fire actually started, this one down here where I circle it, they had massive, massive wind gusts taking place in the area. Now, wind speeds at the time were between 50 and 80 miles per hour. I'll say that again. Wind speeds at the time were between 50 and 80 miles per hour when these fires started. So here's the only thing that I can't explain. You have 50 to 80 mile an hour winds that were blowing on January 7th. But the problem is that they weren't coming off the coast. They were coming from the north northeast, which means they'd be blowing south by southwest. So if the winds were blowing from the north to northeast, that would mean that the winds were traveling south to southwest. Well, that could account for a little bit of this when we look at the map. If they're coming from the north to northeast and you have these large fires that are burning, it could potentially push some of these ashes all the way out to Eaton or the Sunset fire, so on and so forth. But it's kind of hard to believe, to be perfectly honest with you, with these Santa Ana winds coming in and blaming on that. Really, what the more logical explanation would be is that power lines were getting downed in these areas due to the high winds, which eventually sparked fires. The only problem is we have videos of people running around and starting fires. This video is also going around online, leading people to believe that these were set by flares. Now, this is a video going around that is alleging that these fires were started intentionally. People are speculating, say that these are flares shooting off. And truthfully, I can't explain to you the timestamps on this video. This is the only thing that I can't wrap my head around. Down here at the bottom, it says 1802, and then it says 02, then it says 25.96. So it's the exact time that this thing was captured was 6:02. I don't get it. I don't understand how this particular timestamp is working on the video. And the reason I bring that up is because over here at the end of it, it goes from 1802 to 1813, which would be 6:13 p.m. local. And in this video and in this frame I just paused appears to be what people are speculating as a flare that ended up getting shot out. But if it's just taking like this, I need more information to determine whether or not that's what happened. So here in the frame just prior, you can see what appears to be like somebody starting or maybe firing something off, and then it gets into the next frame, which ends up popping up with this. So this is why people are speculating and saying that people are shooting flares, is because in this frame you have what appears to be a fire starting or somebody shooting something off. And then the next frame you see something going out, and that would appear to be a flare gun. But somewhere around halfway through this video, where did it go? Here it is. Around halfway through this video, you see some stuff blowing around, and then you see this little light coming across the screen, and people are saying that, well, maybe that little, like this little flash right over here down in the bottom is an electrical arc. So maybe it's not, a flare that's causing that fire. Maybe it's something going on at the station. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not an expert. I am not this is not my area of expertise. I can't analyze that video because I see other things that are appearing here. All I know is we've got winds that are blowing up on that mountain. This is a radio tower. I don't know what the hell goes on radio towers, but if you know, dude, drop it down in the comment section below. I would love to hear it. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Peace, love, happiness, and God bless. I am out of here.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.